CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Adam and Ari on demand for the final time of the week.
Yeah, happy weekend. We are totally ready for it. Actually, we've got a few things to do today. Give blood.
Still got to give that blood.
That's coming up real soon. We're going out to Port Sorrel for their launch of a trail.
Yeah, but what's coming up on the program that people are going to listen to?
Oh.
Friday Live with Zach Weeks.
Oh, my God, that was amazing. You have to listen to it.
Former member of the staff.
Yep, took his job.
Prank, made a prank call, didn't we? To a fierce rival radio show. That's.
I just have to let everyone know that behind the scenes, you were like hysterically laughing after making that prank call. I was like, wow, Adam really froths a fake call.
Yeah, I do love him. Yeah, and they're rare these days because they're dangerous because radio don't like you doing them. But we did it to another radio host.
We did it to a colleague.
Yeah, so it should be fine.
We'll do it again next Friday too.
Yeah, we're going to keep him going.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't know about it.
We're going to keep him going until he gets wise to us, and then we'll move on to like Darren
Kerwin.
I wonder
if he starts prank calling us back.
Ooh, see,
we're
going
to have to be very like, ooh, on the phones now.
Yeah, so we'll see. Look forward to that. That's coming up.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hello. Happy Friday. Happy Fancy Friday.
Ooh.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Plus spooky.
We give blood today, Adam. Oh, there we go.
Double.
That's our vibe for today. Now, let me know, what have you dressed up as right now?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm dressed up as a fancy Freddy Krueger, Friday the 13th plus fancified, therefore Freddy Krueger with a blazer pretty much.
Okay, are you ready to see mine? Because you haven't seen mine yet because I haven't put it on.
Yeah.
Are you ready to see this?
Reveal it to me.
Reveal it. All right. Are you sure you're ready?
I think I am. Oh, it's Jigsaw.
I'm full on.
It's Jigsaw from Stab. What's it? Saw.
It's literally from Saw.
Yeah.
You know the creepy little doll that rolls around on the bike?
Yeah.
That's who I dressed up as
with
today.
With the spirals on the cheeks.
So that's why I have a white top on and black pants. And I wore heels because last Fancy Friday you told me I didn't commit enough.
That's true. Are you going to go to give blood dressed as Jigsaw?
Yeah, 100%.
Is the doll called Jigsaw? No, that's the killer.
I don't know what that doll is called.
But you know, if you've seen the film, the doll with the spiral shirt on the cheeks.
But it's a full-on face mask, hey? That's pretty legit.
Did you already have it or you bought it just for today?
Nah, I already had it. Had it for Halloween last year. So wait till Halloween this year. It's going to be even spookier in here.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. Superstitions. Is that what they are? I'm pretty sure that's what they are. Are we going to do them all today?
Are you talking about like opening an umbrella inside and
stuff?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We can give
breaking
them a go.
Breaking a mirror inside, 7 years bad luck.
Yeah, I tell you.
I don't personally want to do it, but I'll film you doing it. If I film you doing it, does that mean I get like some of the years bad luck?
Maybe by association. Yeah, I think that's how it works. It's simple science.
I don't want to be a part of it then.
Let us know on Facebook what's your biggest fear as well.
What is your biggest fear?
Mine. Huntsman spiders and cockroaches and heights probably. What about you?
Heights.
Yeah, heights are no good, are they?
No, I don't even know why I said heights. I said heights because you just said heights. No, birds. I meant to say birds. Oh, the coffee hasn't kicked in.
Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun, Adam and Ari for breakfast. Also featuring Ari's snort.
I didn't know you had.
Anyways.
I know you're the mic. You know how you burp to get ready.
Yeah.
Well, I just need to get this snot out my nose. So sorry.
We want to know on Facebook at CFM Tasmania, what's your biggest fear? I'll tell you, one of my biggest fears actually is ending up with a noisy neighbour or noisy housemate. I've had housemates 5:30 a.m. in the morning arguing with their partners, like with one of these.
Is this why you don't like having roommates anymore or housemates?
I will never do it again.
Ever?
If I can help it, never. Like maybe in a romantic relationship, live with a partner, but not...
A bedmate, not a roommate.
A bedmate, yeah, that's it. But I tell you, this lady in the UK came up with the ultimate revenge for a noisy neighbour. Check this out.
So we're on holiday in Wales in this lovely static caravan that we're staying in. It's really nice. On this lovely, peaceful resort. Well, it was peaceful until last night, our final night, when these idiots show up. 12 o'clock last night, music blaring. Fair enough, they were blasting out the Beatles, but that's not the point. My kids were asleep. So I asked them to keep it down, but they didn't. It went on for hours. So at 7 o'clock this morning, when I woke up, I got them back. Checked there was no one around, and I launched a ton of bread on the caravan roof. Oh, so that this had happened.
So what it caused is a bunch of seagulls on their roof waking them up. Probably with a hangover too.
I thought she was just going to play like audio of seagulls.
No.
I would die if someone did that to me, considering I'm scared of birds.
Oh, yeah. So if you live next door to Ari, she's been a bit loud.
No.
Seagulls on the roof. Hit music. Music. It's Friday. It's the final day to get your nominations in for Apple for the Teacher.
It sure is. You have until 11:59 p.m. tonight to get those noms in. So make sure you do so. And make sure they're really good reasons as well. We don't want to go, why not, or Apple, or because they're the best. Because every year you're going to say your teacher is the best.
Ari, you could say one of your biggest fears is getting bad nominations for Apple for the Teacher to read through.
Yeah, because you and I have to sit down and actually read through every nomination, and there's just a lot that don't give us much detail about the actual teacher.
Spooky stuff.
So we want an example of, you know, what they've done for you to think that they are the best. You know, because all teachers are amazing. We just want to find the phenomenal ones.
The top five amazingest.
The top five amazingest. Yeah, that's it. Now, the winning teacher will win an 11-inch Apple iPad Pro, 128 gigabytes, and every student in the class will win a pair of Apple AirPods. That's probably why the reasons have been pretty, you know, relaxed. I reckon the kids are like, we want AirPods.
Yeah, they've actually written that, so.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons. Yeah, do it now, 11:59 p.m. You've got until then to nominate your teach.
Do it now, please. Over at 7BU, another station on our network, Lee Kenworth is over there right now doing his breakfast show.
Yeah, up in Burnie. Yep.
We should call him, see if he's getting into the Fancy Friday spirit. Should we do it?
You love a prank call.
Oh, I love him.
Yes, is that you, Lee?
It sure is.
Yes, I was just calling because I was just tuned into that the CFM, the other station.
Oh, yes.
And they were doing this fancy Friday thing. They're dressed up. I was just wondering, were you dressed fancy on Friday for Friday 13th or something they were talking about?
No, we've got nothing to do with what they're doing. I didn't even know they were doing that. So there you go. You've enlightened me, mate.
Yes. Well, I thought, Lee, I thought it'd be fun if we saw you in some fancy get-up, but maybe next time.
No, we'll leave the Friday the 13th stuff to him, I reckon. We don't want to double up, do we, eh?
No, we'll leave it to the stupid young people, I'll say.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Well, cheers. Cheers, Lee. It's good to hear from you, mate.
Good to talk to you, mate. Take care.
He had no idea.
Should we call him back or just leave it?
We should just leave it and then call him every Friday.
Trivia trial. All right, 1-300-655-922 if you know the answer to this question. The footy game happening in Tassie.
I definitely don't know the answer.
Confirmed yesterday. As far as I know, still going ahead, although Melbourne has extended that lockdown.
What teams are playing?
What teams are playing? Simple as that. Trivia trial. 1-300-655-922. We've got Jacob on the line to do some trivia trial. Jacob, your question is, which footy teams are playing in Tassie this weekend?
Hawthorn, Western Bulldogs.
Cut out a little bit, but I'm pretty sure you did say Hawthorn, Western Bulldogs, didn't you?
Yes, correct.
Are you excited to have another AFL match here?
Absolutely, I can't wait to go. I was lucky enough to get tickets yesterday.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it still does indeed go ahead, and have a wonderful time.
I'm hoping so. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll chuck you in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. C-F-F.
Hey, Adam, last week we did Fancy Friday because it's our new thing.
Yeah.
And I wore a bridesmaid's dress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we worked all day. I wore it the entire day. Looked a little bit strange, but whatever. Got home to a nice package at the door.
Ooh.
Can you guess what happened on Friday?
A package in the mail?
In the mail. A nice large box.
No.
I got asked to be a bridesmaid.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because of the dress?
I don't know. I think, what a weird coincidence that I wore a bridesmaid's dress all day and it arrived in the mail. And it came from Adelaide. So they've obviously posted it, you know, quite a few days or even weeks ago. And it arrived the day I wore a bridesmaid's dress. I must have been manifesting it.
Mm, that's Fancy Friday. Things happen.
Yeah, things happen. And now I'm a little bit scared because obviously today we're dressed up as scary things.
Ooh, look
so scary
out.
Things are going to happen today.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, but it also does mean that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this is the 5th time I'm going to be a bridesmaid.
A lot of times. I've never been a bridesmaid.
You'll be my bridesmaid.
Thank you so much. We are asking, because it's Friday the 13th on Facebook at CFM Tasmania, what's your biggest fear? A couple of goodies coming in.
Keep them light. Like, we don't want...
Some serious...
We're a happy fam here. We want funny content.
Yes, a lot of us are afraid of death, but we're looking for fun stuff.
Yeah, like heights, birds,
spiders
clowns.
And snakes. Naomi there. Ebony agrees with you, Ari, about the birds.
Oh, honestly, birds, ooh, they are creepy. They swoop, they peck your eyes out, they attack you, but maybe it's because I'm from Adelaide and we've got magpies.
Now, a lot of people have an irrational fear of birds pecking their eyes out, but you actually experienced this or something?
Not me personally, but my stepmom, yeah. A magpie literally swooped her and the beak went into her eyeball.
Oh, my God.
So growing up with that, no way, don't touch them. If there is a plover in my front yard on the lawn, I'm like, can't come to work today, sorry.
I was asking on the trivia trial at some point this week, why was the AFL game delayed? And you thought it was because of plovers.
Today in history, a thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
13th of August today, Ari, let's have a look at it.
Did scary things happen today in history?
Well, it wasn't always Friday the 13th, just because it was the 13th.
Yeah, true. Okay, whatever.
But thanks
didn't
for...
Didn't think about that.
But thanks for playing.
You can still just find scary things.
Well, it was on this day in 1907 that the very first metered taxi cab took to the streets in New York City. There you go.
Cool.
You ever caught a cab?
Yeah.
Well, you have that cab to thank back in 1907.
Thank you, cab man.
Cheers for that. On this day in 1967, Fleetwood Mac played their very first concert in England at the Royal Windsor Racecourse.
Happens when it's raining.
So you have
reminds
that.
Me of cranberry juice now.
Yeah, me too, because of the TikTok, TikTok meme.
Makes me thirsty.
In 1989, the very worst hot air balloon disaster of all time occurred in the Northern Territory when two balloons collided.
Ooh. That was definitely a Friday the 13th thing.
One balloon remained in the sky, the other crashed.
Where was anyone injured?
Yes. They fell to their deaths.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The pilot and all the passengers, like 12 people or something. But on the plus side, on this day in 1995, Tony Lockett kicked a personal best 16 goals in a row with no points against Fitzroy. It was also his 199th game. Played for Sydney.
Who's Tony Lockett?
Played for Sydney.
Played what?
Footy AFL.
Sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
On this day in 2004, Bjork, do you know her?
No.
Bjork. You ring that bell, baby. Bit of a hit in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Love her. I love a bit of Bjork. She wore a dress at the opening ceremony of the 2004 Athens Olympic Games that unfurled to be 3 kilometres in length, this dress.
That is one long train.
And it was stretched to cover the viewing area of the opening ceremony, and it had a map of the world projected onto it.
That's cool.
Quite a dress.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It sure is. Hey. And good morning. Happy Friday. Prize giving Friday. Fancy Friday. Friday the 13th. It's all things Friday today.
We're giving blood as well just after midday.
Yeah. Actually, my appointment's at 12.
Mine at 12:15. So you ready?
We are saving 3 lives each today. First time ever.
The reason we're doing it is because the local government blood challenge is being held right now up to the 30th of September. Demand for blood is at its highest level in over a decade. You can find out more at donateblood.com.au.
Also, Adam, did you get a text message from them last night?
Yeah, we're supposed to drink heaps of water.
Were you a little bit paranoid because the text message came through quite late? Came through at 5:30 and was like, make sure you drink 8 cups of water today. And I was like, oh, Did I drink water today? I'm already behind.
Yeah, got to drink a lot of water and eat food.
Yeah, we're going to have savoury. It says something savoury too. Yeah. So what is our savoury snack going to be today?
It's going to have to be savoury toast. It's right there in the name, isn't it?
Oh, my God, yum.
You know what? I caught up with my nana yesterday. She was up north from Hobart.
Well, I'm only just hearing about this now.
I asked her, because she's OG Taz.
Yeah.
Asked her if she knew about savoury toast, and she was like, oh, no, I know about savoury fingers.
What are savoury fingers?
Fairly sure that
it's savoury toast,
cut into three fingers, yeah. So I think she does know, but she called it, savoury fingers.
Maybe it's because they're from Hobart.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We've got Mabel on the line. Mabel, you've got a biggest fear?
Now, my biggest fear is failing a test.
You're scared of failing a test?
Yes.
Well, that would be pretty scary.
Because I
mostly don't get them wrong. Like, I get them right most of the time.
Yeah.
What else do you want to tell Adam and Orange? What are you doing this from?
The MS Red Fund to raise money for people who have MS.
Oh, nice.
Wonderful.
Tomorrow we're going to go to the dungeon market car boot sale.
Yeah.
I'll be inside raising money for the MS Readathon.
So if someone wants to donate, they can come find you at the Don Market?
Yeah.
But what time is it?
9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
9 a.m. to 11.
I will have pre-loved children's books for donations with their donations in. And I've read 16 books.
You've read 16 books. We are very proud of you.
Nice work, Mabel.
And we'll let everyone know about your fundraiser at the Don Market tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, here you go, Ari. This one's from the USA, the mother country.
I'm ready.
After losing her own puppies, a rescue dog in Minnesota found a new family in an orphaned litter of puppies. So a rescue dog named Poppy, a new mum who had just given birth to 10 puppies, the mum died unexpectedly at a place called Rough Start Rescue in Minnesota. The night of Poppy's death, volunteers working at the rescue took shifts caring for the newborn puppies while they figured out what they would do with the orphaned litter.
Yeah.
Around the same time Poppy died, another rescue dog named Pepper experienced a tragedy of her own, losing her entire litter of newborn puppies.
Oh, the poor pups.
Pepper was devastated and grew very depressed, apparently, after the death of her puppies. According to dog news outlets, anyway. Now, Rough Start Rescue volunteers then paired up the orphan newborns with the grieving dog, and the new family immediately clicked.
Oh.
5 minutes after meeting Pepper, apparently, all the puppies were nursing from their new mum. And right now, currently, Pepper and the litter are still in the nursing stage and currently not ready for adoption just yet, but they're expecting to become available later in the month. And the best place for them right now, though, apparently, is with the new mama, who can not only give them some good milk, but can teach them dog things and dog behaviours that humans just can't. So all's well that ends well. Puppy's got a new mum and the mum's got new puppies.
Yeah, bless.
So you happy, Ari? You seem
to saw a puppy. It's currently in Burnie. I probably shouldn't be telling everyone this because I kind of want it. It is a golden retriever cross border collie.
Oh, best of both worlds.
Yeah, so adorable. Its name's Gertie and it's ready for adoption now.
I want it.
So cute.
Song snack.
All right, 1-300-655-922 if you can identify this one. A little bit extra there.
I think that's enough.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good song. If you do know the song, give us a call.
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. Bryn from Penguin on the line to identify this song. What do you reckon, Bryn?
Is it Crazy in Love?
Do you know the artist?
Well, I'll say Beyonce. I'd ask Beyonce, Destiny's Child, but say Beyonce.
It's definitely Beyonce.
Hey, you covered them both.
Yeah, just in case.
Ah, very good.
Congratulations. We'll chuck you in the draw to win at Waffles for Two at Windows on West Stella. That will be drawn out later on today for Prize Giving Friday.
Good on you. Thank you.
Friday, live, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Yes, one of my favourite parts of the week, Friday Live and local, Ari.
Absolutely love it. We are with Zach Weeks from Zach Weeks Entertainment.
That's hey. Right. I'm
Welcome.
Back.
He is back in the studio. Good to see you, Zach.
Oh, it's good to see you too, Ari and Adam.
Now, Zach, you used to work here, didn't you?
That's right. That's right.
Guess who took his job?
Was it you?
She doesn't let anyone forget that part. She let everyone know on her Facebook post the other week.
Hey, I just want to make it clear that you went to Nashville.
I did.
And you were performing all over. It's not like you got fired or anything.
No,
like
no.
You left on your own. I just took that position.
We're just making that clear to the coast. We love each other.
Yeah, yeah. Bestie. You taught me, so thank you.
I taught her everything she shouldn't be doing.
That's why she does it all wrong.
I'm sorry.
But no, actually, funnily enough, this is a song that I wrote right after I went to America. And this was actually on the last day that I was working with all my friends. And then they all left. And I was left with about 10 people to pack up the place we're working for about a week. And I wrote this song because I was like, well, now I miss everyone.
And it's a new single you got out right now, so people can go listen to the studio cut as well.
This is the acoustic version. It's released on Spotify, Apple Music. You can also find it on TikTok and Instagram and all those places.
Oh, my God, I love it.
But, yeah, mainly Spotify and Apple Music, and pretty much just the acoustic cut of what will eventually be on my upcoming album and EP that Nathan from CFM, he and I
producer
started.
Nathan.
Yep.
The rap god, yes.
AKA Eminem.
He and I started working on that in January, and now we're still continuing to work on it now, and it's going to be released with huge electric sound, which is awesome for me. Instead of just the guitar, I'm going to have everything in there.
Yeah.
That should be out sometime next year, provided I stop doing musicals and focus on my own music. But yeah.
All right, well, let's give you the stage. Let's give you the mic.
This one's called This Side of Missing You. Aww.
Hey, I miss the sound of summer rain, tapping on the edge of that window pane. I miss the sound of my first guitar, strumming on the bonnet of my first car. There are more things I'll never forget, started from the day we met. I know your touch on a full moon night, dressed against a window in your cell phone light, kissing your baby, drinking up that smell, coming off your sundress on you so well. All the little things that I know you do, all the little things this side of me sent you. I miss the way she said goodbye in the morning with them ghost blue eyes. And I miss how she gave me no choice, teasing me with the sound of her voice. Once upon a time couldn't get it right, cause now I'm missing you tonight. I know your touch on a full moon night, pressed against a window in your cell phone light, kissing your baby, drinking up that smell, coming off your sundress on you so well. All the little things that I know you do, all the little things inside of missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you. I wish she'd give me one more chance, give a chance for one last dance. I know your touch on a full moon night, dressed against a window in your cell phone light, kissing your baby, drinking up that smell, coming off your sundress on you so well. All the little things that I know you do, all the little things inside. I know your touch on a full moon night, pressed against a window in your cell phone light, kissing kissing your baby, drinking up that smell, coming off your sundress on you so well. A lot of little things that I know you do, a lot of little things inside of me say to you, hey, I'm missing you. A lot of little things inside of me say to you.
Zach Weeks.
That was, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Zach Weeks, live and local.
That was amazing.
Well, lucky for you, you can find it and hear it again on Spotify, Apple Music, when you search up Zach Weeks.
Yeah, nice. And where can the Coast follow you on socials?
Oh, you've got Zach Weeks Entertainment on the Facebook.
Yeah.
And on all other socials, Zach_7days.
And when are you performing next?
Tonight at Rialto Bar Restaurant in Burnie, and coming up I've got mostly private gigs for the next few months, but if you're lucky enough you may be even able to squeeze in to see Greece, me performing in Greece as Kinnicky in September, which will be in Alveston. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, that'll be a lot of fun.
I'm so incredibly impressed. That was amazing.
Oh,
I'm like, encore! Encore! Another one!
Well, yeah, hopefully coming up soon in the next few months, probably around June next year, we'll have a whole album out that you can just press shuffle and just keep listening to my bangers.
When you're super famous and you are going back to Nashville to perform in front of thousands and thousands...
I'll say thank you, Ariel, for taking my job.
I was going to say, are you still going to perform on our Friday Live?
Look, I'm going to have to. You can't forget where you came from.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
and
guys.
You also just said that on air, so we've got audio of that now, so that's legally binding.
Yeah, it's legally binding.
It's a contract.
I'll have my lawyer speak to your lawyers.
Yeah,
and CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
And keep that number handy if you want to call us and tell us what your biggest fear is, because it is Friday the 13th.
It sure is, and we are giving blood today.
Yep.
Make sure you hydrate. If you haven't had a glass of water today, maybe have a sip. Reminder for everyone.
Also, we are asking that question at our Facebook page, at CFM Tasmania. What's your biggest fear?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, have you hydrated today? I was like, that's a weird question
to
ask.
Know at CFM Tasmania, have you hydrated today? Have you drank enough water? We've got some funny ones come in. Vanessa.
Oh, my God, they're actually hilarious.
Vanessa said our government is her, her biggest fear.
That was pretty good. A lot of moths.
Yeah, well, Lauren said months.
Yeah, I think she meant to write moths.
Imagine if you're afraid of months.
I mean, you'd be scared pretty much all the time.
I don't like groups of 30 days or 31, 29. They're all scary to me.
Beck says drowning. Do you put your window down slightly if you go over a bridge?
You do that, don't you?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Brianna said trains. Rail safety week this week.
It is indeed rail safety this
Stay
week.
Stay safe, Brianna.
What
David said his 6 a.m. alarm.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I would say that missing my alarm, especially now doing this show...
Yeah, very scary.
That does scare me. I said a lot, just in case.
Carol said clowns as well.
Tsunamis and tidal waves from Rihanna.
Yeah. I went out with a girl that was terrified of tsunamis. She was like, there's not a tsunami out there, is there?
Like, it sucks all the water out first, and then the tidal wave, like the tsunami, comes over.
Yeah, simple science.
So just keep your eye on the ocean.
Yep.
And you should be all right.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I don't think we would get a tsunami.
In Tassie?
No, in like the northwest coast.
Probably not.
Bidding you freestyle.
Load it up with the coast's best freestyle. They see me rolling. It's the CFM Street Team.
Yes, alrighty. We're going to first check in with Delilah. Delilah, is there a tsunami out there?
Unfortunately, there isn't a tsunami today.
Unfortunately.
But we do have a tsunami of freestyle.
Oh, yay! Nice.
It's your CFM Devonport Street Team, Delilah and Renna. And this morning we are at Don Railway in Devonport giving away the coast's best free stuff. This morning we have Cripps Master Loaf, baking bread since 1878. Koala Farts Eucalyptus Spray from Dinky Co. Lactation Biscuits from Franjo's Kitchen. Supportive, nourishing eatables for pregnancy, breastfeeding and beyond, as well as Advanced Magnesium from Fusion Health. So come on down to Don Railway Devonport in the next 15 minutes and score the coast's best free goodies to start your day the right way. This is your Devonport Street Team, Delilah and Renna in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Devonport.
Beating you freestyle! And a tsunami of prizes there as well.
And we'll go to Dakisha. Now, Dakisha, is there any tsunamis you can see out your way?
No, there isn't. And good. I hope it stays that way. I don't know about Delilah, but I like to stay that way. But good morning, guys. This morning, I am out in the CFM Cruiser alongside the railway on Crescent Street in Penguin, thanks to TasRail for Rail Safety Week. On board the CFM Cruiser, I've got our CFM Friends and Benefits key tags. I've got free coffee vouchers, thanks to McCafe. Toy trains and stickers, thanks to TasRail for Rail Safety Week. I've got fresh bread, thanks to Cripps Masterloaf, and flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk. I've got plenty of stuff on board, so come and see me. I'm on Crescent Street alongside the railway for TasRail and Rail Safety Week in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
Tsunami of prizes are out there with the street team.
Hit music.
All right, Ari, you've crunched the numbers about the tsunami.
I've crunched the numbers. I've Googled. So, Rihanna, if you're listening, thank you for your comment on our Facebook post, CFM Tasmania. We're asking you what your biggest fear is, and Rihanna's biggest fear is a tsunami. Mm. Now, I've Googled. So, whilst Tassie has not been significantly impacted by a tsunami in recent history, its proximity to undersea subduction zones that stretch from Papua New Guinea to New Zealand and into the Southern Ocean south of New Zealand give rise to potential for tsunami activity, particularly along southeast and east coasts of Tasmania, which means if you're living on the northwest coast, you're all G. But no what about, need to was.
So Scottsdale and St Helens could be affected by a tsunami.
I mean, potentially, but for today, we've got no weather warnings for a tsunami, so I think over we're there, okay for right. today.
Because I've got a drive program over there on 7SD at Scottsdale and St Helens.
They're my free dear, plug, mate.
They're,
okay.
they're my dear listeners. You can listen online at 7SD.com.au.
Oh, my God, no.
Word sandwich.
It is word sanger time. It sure is. Pretty much, we're going to give you two words. You just need to guess the word that goes in the middle of the word sandwich.
All right, see ya. Let's hear it.
Your words for today are night and lunch.
Night and lunch.
Night and lunch. Night owl. Owl lunch doesn't work. Night
tsunami doesn't go
lunch.
In there, does it?
No.
Night tsunami. No.
Night and lunch.
Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. We've got Tash on the line to play a bit of word sandwich. Thea, give her those words again.
Your words for today are night and lunch.
What are we thinking, Tash?
Light.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Light, as in night, light, light, lunch.
Thea, is that correct?
The word for my sandwich is light, night, light, light, lunch.
She's done it.
Yeah, you have done it. Congratulations, Tash. How do you feel?
Guys.
You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at House of Amber's Cafe.
Oh, thanks very much.
Kid music. Music.
We're asking on Facebook, at CFM Tasmania, what's your biggest fears? Because it's Friday the 13th, after all.
Ooh. Ooh.
Had our birds come in a few times, because that's yours, Ari.
Yeah, I just...
Someone did say plovers as well.
I don't even call them animals. They're like creatures.
You know what's worse than plovers is minor birds? They swoop, but they actually hit you, and they hit you in the back of the head.
What's a minor bird?
It's just like a smaller bird, but they swoop when they're protecting young as well. But they will actually hit you in the back of the head, and you don't see them coming because it's the back of your head.
I didn't know that plovers pretend swoop.
Yeah.
I didn't know that because magpies definitely do swoop.
They hit you,
yeah, they full on attack.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently plovers don't actually hit you.
It's all a facade.
Mm.
They're actually
what else is on there?
Friendly creatures.
Turbo chooks. Jessica said turbo chooks. Yeah. Native hens, whatever they're called, is her comment. I agree. Chicks and chooks and all sorts of turbo hens and native. Yeah, they creep me out too.
Yeah, Jason said wasps. Definitely a correct answer
Ooh.
There.
Yeah.
Surely everyone. Does anyone like wasps? I'm sure like a wasp keeper.
I think they aren't they really good for the environment and like the planet and.
Oh yeah, let's keep them.
Same with bees. Like bees are beautiful and
just keep them
and
away from me.
Okay.
Jody doesn't like worms. Nathan's afraid of bunker shots in golf. Fair enough. Those are difficult.
What's that?
When the ball goes in the sand trap, you have to hit it out with your pitching wedge or your sand wedge.
I would have said more like I'm afraid of the ball hitting me during a round of golf because other people are playing
within the area. What you do is you yell out four.
Is that what they do?
And so everything is fine then, yeah.
Do you duck then?
You just sort of, duck and hope for the best. Four.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was the show.
Thanks for listening to it.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
What a day to be alive. Get ready for the weekend.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
We'll be back Monday morning, nice and early. I don't know how we're going to feel Monday morning after having a late Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm going to hit it hard. I'm going to drink.
Are you actually going to hit it hard?
No, I don't know, because I might have to drive, but I might hit
it hard.
Well,
then you won't be hitting anything hard because you can't drink and drive, like, at all. I mean, no one can, but you literally can't have any in your system because you're on your P's.
Hmm.
So you can't even have one at the beginning, wait all night, and then drive home.
Where is it? The Parramatta Centre?
Yeah, you could walk.
I could walk to the Parramatta Centre?
You
hit
could
it hard.
Walk home. It is
sink
for a charity.
Beer.
Why do you always say this, John?
See ya.
Are we leaving it in?
No.
But it's the on demand.
No.
What? I'll beep it out.